Most people today are concerned with the environment and more specifically, global warming. Yet we still need our cars and trucks to haul us around on a daily basis. What if there was a way that we could continue to drive our automobiles to work every day using a clean energy source that does not affect our environment? Would you use it? Hi everyone and welcome back to the best podcast on air, Science on the Fly with your hosts Steven, Amna, and Cherry. Today we have a very special guest with us. Everyone welcome, Dr. Miki Fujita. Dr. Fujita is a professor at one of the best universities in the world, the University of British Columbia. More importantly, she is leader in the research of cellulose walls, the molecules that keep plants rigid and allow them to stay upright, expand during growth, and allow us to make important biofuels. Dr. Fujita, what is it that interested you in plant biology?
I was interested generally in science, and when I went to university, I started to study like all math and physics, chemistry and biology, and then I chose to study biology because once I start to know something, then never-ending story.
What is your research about?
So my research is to understand how plant control the production of cellulose during plant cell expansion process.
Cellulose is an organic compound, which means that it contains carbon and oxygen. Dr. Fujita, could you list some of the everyday uses of cellulose?
For example, the cellulose you can find in paper products, it's made of cellulose, or clothes, 100% cotton. Cotton is made of cellulose. If you purchase some food products, you often see cellulose in a description what's inside.
Why is cellulose so important to us all?
Because we can convert cellulose into alcohol, and those alcohol can be substituted.
This is done by breaking down the cellulose from the complex form into the simple sugars such as glucose by the use of enzymes, which is a very rigorous process because of the strength of the cellulose molecule. I guess that's a good thing, otherwise your clothes that you're wearing right now would be falling apart.
Those alcohols can be used as a fuel, biofuels. So it's important for us to know what is the mechanism making cellulose in plant cells, how plants can make more cellulose, then we can get more alcohol for the biofuel.
There you have it, folks. In the near future, fossil fuels will not be burned for fuel anymore. Instead, we will have clean energy, biofuels. Understanding the process of how cellulose is made is pivotal for our future. Converting cellulose into alcohol and using this alcohol as biofuel will provide the world with a clean energy source. But it all starts here with Dr. Fujita and her team. Thanks for listening to Science on the Fly.